tonight's race. How were you able to stay in front of it all?
Well, it wasn't easy, that's for sure. I felt like the race raced way different than last year. I don't know if it's just the rear package change the through the off season going into this season or what it was, but guys could get really big runs, and it was really hard to defend. Tonight, it was almost like obsolete. Whenever somebody wanted to get to my back bumper, give me a big push, it seemed like they could. I started finding some things towards the end of the race, towards that green flag run, that long green flag run that we had, and it was working really well for me. I thought I was in a really good spot with having the 98 up top and the 48 on bottom and kind of blocking both lanes there. And then when we had the last restart going into three, I thought I messed up. My spotter was telling me that the 11 was coming hard, so I went bottom, and me and him both, I don't think, realized how fast the 48 was coming. And when he got to my outside, I just shot right back down bottom, grabbed the 11, and got him to start pushing me in. Then obviously mayhem happened off of the corner, and I don't know how I saved it or anything like that. I haven't seen the replay or anything, but that was pretty wild ending to the race. But our Bennett Chevrolet was just super fast all night. Everybody at RCR and ECR Engines have been doing a phenomenal job all year, and we're just going to try to keep it up.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and open the floor up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We're going to start with Steven, and then we'll go right over here.
Steve Connolly, the podium finish. Austin, that first 40 laps, it just never seemed to get going. How tough is that for you in the car, under caution, run a couple laps under caution, and then trying to get your momentum going for the rest of the race?
Yeah, I mean, it was really tough because we had so many cautions. I didn't really know what to tell the team that I needed in the car. You know, we didn't run really enough laps to really see where the car would go, if it would tighten up or loosen up. I think I ended up calling for to be tightened up a little bit on entry, because it seemed like any time somebody was in front of me, I was just a little on the free side on entry until we landed in the corner. But, yeah, I mean, I came in the radio, and I'm like, just wake me up when we go back green, because I'm getting kind of bored in here riding around under caution. But, yeah, we just couldn't get no momentum going, and, you know, it took a while throughout the race to try to get some green flag laps going. I felt like we ran a – I don't know how many caution flag laps we ran tonight, but it seemed like a lot.
And I got to wonder, how special was it to have your daughter in the car after the celebration heading back to victory lane?
Yeah, that was really cool. It was something I haven't done before, so it was awesome seeing them run out onto the front stretch and got to celebrate right away with them. Normally, you do your whole – media stuff on the front stretch, and then you go to the victory lane, and then you're celebrating with your team, so you don't get to really celebrate with your family until at the very end. So it was cool to see that. She was really excited about it. I wish my older one was on the other side of the fence to where she could have rode with us too, but maybe next time.
Yeah, Anthony Rhodes, Southern Community Newspapers. Also Douglas County resident too.
Awesome. But,
yeah. Second straight win here at Atlanta. It seems like you got things dialed in here. What is it about the track that you run so well here now?
Yeah, I guess it's just because it's a super speedway style racetrack, and we've had some really good success with RCR on, you know, your Daytonas and Talladegas and such. So this racetrack races similar, but there was a lot of differences tonight that stuck out to me. I mean, you still are in the draft. You're still doing that type of thing, but I feel like you can make the bottom work if your car is fast enough and if it's working good enough. I mean, you saw what the 48 did there. He basically drove up to the bottom all the way almost to the front to the lead by himself until he got help out back. So the race does race a lot different, but it has those super speedway tendencies, and I think that's one reason why I'm having some success here.
Go next to Chris, then the Alex, and then the Wolfgang.
Chris KnightGetFence.com. Awesome 3 wins in 5 races. A, did you see that coming? And B, how many races are you capable of winning this year? At least 3 more opportunities on a super speedway.
Yeah, so, I mean, I've had a lot of confidence over the off season just from what we built on at RCR. Just everything how the season ended. I felt like we were starting to hit our stride a little bit. I hated that the season ended in 2022 when it did, just because I thought we were starting to figure things out. Andy and I, my crew chief, were starting to get on the same page on what I needed, what I didn't need. And so I think you're seeing that kind of carry over into this season. We didn't know what the car was going to be like with the new rear package with the skew and tow deal that they got going on now. So that was something that we had to figure out. You know, we've been doing a lot of sim time in the off season trying to figure that out. But, I mean, to sit here and say that I would have won three out of the first five, I thought that might have been a little far-fetched, but I did think that we were going to be in contention each and every week to run up front and contend for wins. So part of me is a little surprised. Part of me is, you know, not surprised at all, just because I feel like building that trust and that bond with Andy and the whole team over at RCR has been great. And, you know, we have that trust factor. When I say things on the radio and they say things on the radio, we can just kind of bounce ideas and stuff off of each other. So, you know, the good thing is we're not only good on the super speedways this year, we're good pretty much everywhere. I mean, even at Phoenix, it being a shorter racetrack, we ran up front, you know, ran second for a while there. And then there at the end, we just kind of struggled on short run and fell back to seventh. So we still have some work to do to kind of get the short run and the long run speed kind of dialed in to where they can both work together. But I mean, I like where we're at right now. Yeah, I think
we'll go to Alex, Wolfgang, then Reed.
Hey, Austin, this is Alex from the Charlotte Observer. You've addressed this a little bit already, but we've heard throughout the season that super speedway racing is, drivers have said that a lot of super speedway racing is circumstantial, and yet you're so good at this. I'm curious to hear how you might explain that.
Yeah, I mean, I think having a fast race car helps a lot on these super speedways. I don't think it's circumstantial that we're in this position again. Daytona worked out the way we needed it to. Anyone could have won that race the way it unfolded, and we were just in the right place, right time. But you know, tonight we had to come from the back. We had to, during stage two, we fell back just because of the way the pit sequence and all unfolded. After stage one, a lot of people stayed out and flipped the stage and stuff. So we had to go to the back, and we still drove up to the front. So, I still think that there's that where, you know, even though we lose track position, we can still make it back up just because we have a fast car. And then Derek and I, my spotter, we just do a really good job of painting the picture. You know, he does a good job of letting me know what's going out front and out back. And then when I get to the lead, just letting me know kind of my gaps and things like that. So having a really good spotter helps a lot. But I don't think it's circumstantial at all that we're sitting here in victory lane on the super speedway style tracks.
Wolfie? Wolfgang Munzer from Germany Rennsport Press Agency. How difficult was it to find a good setup when the qualifying was canceled concerning the rain weather? Was there maybe help from the Cup Cam, despite that Xfinity and Cup cars are totally different?
Yeah, the Cup cars and the Xfinity cars are totally different, so there's really nothing that you can lean on with the Cup cars about. But we basically came here with the same setup as last year. We finished second in the first one, and we won the second one, so we thought we were at a really good spot on where we needed setup-wise. We knew that the car was going to drive a little bit different just because of the new rear package that we have this season. So we knew that during stage one we were going to have to figure that out, figure out if I was going to be a little too loose or a little too tight, and just kind of work on it and, you know, do some wedge adjustment, track bar adjustment, whatever we needed to do to get the car where we needed. But car wasn't that far off when we unloaded, which that just goes to show everybody at RCR puts in the work and does all those minor details that need to be done to be fast when we unload.
So you adopted
to the new rear package? Yeah, the new rear package. I mean, there's differences for sure with it, but it's not like a huge eye-opener or anything. There's just a few little minor things that happen on the racetrack with the air and the way that your car kind of reacts when you have dirty air and that type of thing that we're still actually trying to figure out, you know, what's going to be the best for that. But we feel like we're at a really good spot right now.
Thanks. Reed?
Reed Spencer with NASCAR Wire. From when you won here in July last year, there's about a 35-degree temperature difference tonight. Do you think that had something to do with the difference in the way the car performed?
Yes and no. I mean, the reason I don't necessarily see it being much different from the air temperature aspect is because you know, the first race here, we raced in cooler temperature. I don't think it was quite as cold as it was tonight, but it was close. I mean, it was pretty cold. So I was thinking that the race was going to kind of race like it did in the first race here last year. But you were able to last year kind of keep a little bit of a gap. And if you were doing the right things right, you could kind of keep what I call like this air bubble that's hard to kind of break and get to somebody's back bumper to give pushes and stuff. And tonight it just was different. You know, guys could really push on people. They could break the air bubble pretty easy. It's almost like the air bubble wasn't even there because I never really was getting stalled out much when I would go up to push somebody. I didn't have to shade left or shade right and create some you know, disturbance in the air to get to that guy's back bumper. You could basically just get a push out back and get through the bubble really easy. So I think going forward that, you know, when we go into this race later in the year, that obviously it's going to be hotter, so the racing is going to be different, but that's something that we're going to have to keep our eye on and something that we're going to definitely talk about in our Monday morning meeting on, you know, what we can do differently to maybe try to keep that gap a little bit better because we almost lost the race in entry to three there, and it just worked out for us.
Do we have any additional questions for Austin Hill? Austin, congratulations on the win and good luck.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Take it.